our former vice president as head of observer mission there, and the report was made. So the judgment based off that information that is given to the president by these credible bodies. And if a judgment is made based off that, wouldn't it be correct to make that particular assumption or that conclusion rather?
As you've mentioned, you've talked about SADC and these regional bodies giving preliminary views and taking a position. It is through these, again, I'll repeat this, it is through these established channels that a properly functioning state would then deal with another state from a diplomatic perspective, rather than taking self-help mechanisms. If a state, and again, I know we're speaking from the perspective of principle, so we're talking about the general international law. If a state really feels very strongly about the occurrences in another state, the internal issues around that, including, for example, how democratic or undemocratic elections have been, the proper channel would be either to sever diplomatic relations and take a stance against that state, which is perhaps what our colleagues are suggesting. And if they're suggesting that, then they are not interested in the welfare of this country, to be honest. They are not interested in the history that we have had with Tanzania and with our neighbors, and with the benefits that we draw mutually between us and the other country from being friendly neighbors. So that is a path that you cannot take and would not be recommended in any way. There are channels, as I said earlier, either through SADC itself or through the Commonwealth or other bodies that the country would take if they agree. But certainly to suggest that we as a country, or our president, or as the case may be, should then snub the other country is not thinking in the way that one ought to in the context of the broader picture. And interestingly, you talk about the SADC preliminary report. This is what SADC says in itself, in its preliminary report. The mission, that is the observer mission of SADC, appealed to citizens of the country to channel their concerns through established legal procedures and processes. And so clearly, even SADC itself, when speaking to the issues that it observed, it talks about reverting to channels that are established through the legal process, be it international law, be it the SADC norms and principles themselves, or indeed the internal laws of the country itself. To suggest that one should snub or should behave in a manner that is suggested by the opposition and other colleagues that detract from this important step taken by the president is really, to take, with due respect, a very myopic and a very closed view of what it is to be part of the international community, to be part of the regional community.
Minister, we'll end here for now, but thank you so much for taking time to speak with us and giving government's perspective, the ministry's perspective and stance on what just recently transpired. We thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And please keep up the good work. We are always following you, trust me.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. That's Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Mr. Mulambo Haimbe, who was just speaking with us this morning from Qatar, where he is at the moment. It's 8:03. We have the main news bulletin up next.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonze.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Munzo Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. ZESCO assures minimum 3-hour power supply amidst low generation capacity. OMCAZ warns against expecting fuel price drops ahead of elections. In global news, US to cut flights at 40 airports if shutdown doesn't end, Transportation Secretary warns. To present the news, I'm Lusubilo Gondwe. Zesco Managing Director, Engineer Justin Longo, has assured the nation that despite low power generation capacity due to insufficient water in reservoirs, the country will continue to receive at least 3 hours of electricity supply daily. Engineer Longo tells Phoenix News that the power utility will maintain the 3 hour minimum supply threshold until reservoir levels improve. He has explained that any increase in supply will depend on inflows to reservoirs and rainfall patterns, and that available generation will determine how much additional supply can be released. Engineer Longo has also reiterated that high-density residential areas will continue to receive longer supply windows of electricity of at least 10 hours of power. He says the company will continue to monitor hydrological conditions to adjust supply accordingly.
Depending on what we get, yeah. If we get more, we increase maybe by an hour. If we get less, I mean, we'll just be hovering around the same numbers until we start seeing recovery from our reservoirs. And, you know, the recovery is when the rain is cut, then you start seeing some recovery, and definitely there will be some improvement. We'll continue supplying them based on the amount of electricity available. We cannot just supply, I mean, if we say no 15 hours, and if that 15 hours is not available from the source, we won't meet that 15 hours. So we shall supply based on how much electricity is available.
The Oil Marketing Companies Association of Zambia, OMCAZ, has cautioned members of the public against assuming that fuel pump prices will trend downwards as the country heads toward next year's general elections. In an interview with Phoenix News, the association president, Dr. Kafula Muvanga, notes that as long as the financial challenges facing Ndeni Refinery persist, there is a high likelihood of further upward adjustments in fuel prices. Dr. Muvanga explains that reducing pump prices will remain difficult unless the refinancing of Ndeni and empowerment of private sector participation in the petroleum industry are adequately implemented. Measures, he says, are crucial in stabilizing and potentially lowering fuel prices in the long term. He further observes that fluctuations in the Kwacha dollar exchange rate and global crude oil prices continue to exert additional pressure on the local market, making fuel price reductions highly unlikely without sustained economic interventions. The Zambia Association of Consumers, ZACA, is urging the Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority, ZICTA, to act swiftly beyond the 21-day ultimatum given to Infratel and IHS Towers to provide a report on the continued poor network. In an interview with Phoenix News, ZACA Executive Secretary Juba Sakala says ZICTA as a regulator must move quickly to ensure service providers meet their infrastructure obligations and ensure strengthened penalties for repeated network failures. Mr. Sakala insists that the current sanctions and steps taken are insufficient to compel timely tower upgrades and other investments needed to improve network coverage while consumers continue paying for poor services. The association is also requesting that ZICTA review the regulatory framework to introduce stiffer, measurable penalties that will deter negligence and prompt faster completion of promised infrastructure work, clear timelines, and improved enforcement mechanisms so that consumers see tangible improvements within a reasonable period. On Tuesday this week, ZICTA directed Infratel and IHS Towers to submit measures to improve network quality across the country within 21 days, following persistent deterioration in the quality of electronic communication services.
Concern from ZACA has been that it's important that we revise the penalties, because we know mobile service providers act as if they have a leverage over ZICTA, but now I think ZICTA started acting, and we want them to act 6-3 and if possible try to revise the penalty so that whenever they give a penalty to one of them, then they think twice for them to have this issue, because they've requested them to do infrastructure, you know, development in terms of their towers and their, you know, system, but it looks they're taking time to do.